We all have stories and movies that basically talked about artificial intelligence taking over the world. And now people are very much worried about that same reality happening because humanity say no, but AI, well, if AI was a real thing, this definitely would be like, you know, this definitely would help society. Why wouldn't we do this? And essentially everyone's scared about it because they watched movies as a kid that said, well, AI can take over the world. Maybe not literally like we saw in Terminator, but maybe figuratively, like it might take over the world to the point where a lot of our economy is going to shift and change as AI gets more implemented within our society. I think technology, coming back to the point of what technology has become, I think we have become much more disconnected as society, as much as technology forced us to be together.
Oh, yeah.
We become more open as a society, which I think is an actual positive.
Are you said technology open connected to us?
Open-minded. Like, we now know, we now hear the world's opinions. Everything that the world has given us, we can now hear different people in different cultures' opinions about things. And you know what? That's honestly an amazing thing. We don't really realize, but our parents... Most parents did not know that there were people of different skin, different culture in their lives before technology even became a thing.
Yeah, and, that makes sense.
And like, I feel like that is a great positive. Technology has opened the world's eyes to us. There's, it's everything not such a black and white thing. It's more of a gray. I always like to see the gray because I think technology has helped us get closer to... Get closer to humanity as a whole, as broken and divided as our Earth is. Because look at the Earth is a very good telling. I like to always think about it, but like I was looking at, I don't know why, I've been recently just looking at the globe, but like I realized the Earth is a lot like humanity itself, broken but divided by but connected by an ocean. It's broken, like, you know, there's different cultures. All of them are in their different suspects. Yeah, all of them have different languages they speak, but everyone knows one thing, that there's a God and that there's truth in the universe.
Well, not everyone knows it, but...
Yeah.
I think deep down, though, you're right. Deep down, people
deep down,
do live
everyone
that way.
Knows.
People
everyone
live that
knows
way
that.
As if there's the truth, and people do live as if there's some kind of authority and the higher power. People don't live their lives thinking, oh, well... you know, now I'm just going to do something that's just wrong. Now I'm just going to go do things that are bad. At least in their mind, like in their mind, they are doing things that is beneficial to either them or somebody around them. They all live that type of lifestyle. I think that's where he's trying to go with that. But yeah, people don't, yes, like to live in reality and admit to things. There are people that will not believe in God, will not believe in some kind of right and wrong. That's what they will say, in my opinion. But most of them that I've heard say such things do not live that like a type of lifestyle at all. If anything, their life itself contradicts their statements. Like, oh, there's no God, there's no truth, there's no right and wrong. But then they will tell you that you should not do this, or you should do this, or this is right and this is a better way. Like, why are you saying this? If you don't believe there's right or wrong, if you don't believe that what you should or shouldn't be doing, if there's no authority like God who tells you how things are and what's right and wrong, you don't have any authority to say that with just yourself. And you can't prove with yourself saying, just because I say it, that's how it is. There has to be the creator who set out these laws, these rules for all of us to live by. This is called reality. So, you know, there's that internal contradiction that's going on. I think that's where you're going with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah. What I did want to, how I would answer your question with technology is, I think it just takes back to when you say, okay, is technology good or bad, right? Was that like the question?
Yeah, but I think I should have just said, because we were talking about AIs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'll change up the question, say if AI has been
better or worse,
better or okay, worse okay. for people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not just in general, because in general we could help you, but is it,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it really
that's how
been
you
help,
ask the question.
Helping people in a way that's keeping them like real, because they're becoming robots now, even though they are already like people that are already like that.
Yeah. Bots. This is what I think. This would be my answer. I do not have the information on AI or the way the systems operate.
Whatever you
on
have,
AI,
just answer.
With how the system's operating, for me to answer it and perfectly to with a lot of knowledge. But what I've seen, and you know, with simple logic, is that it still comes down to people. People are in charge of this, right? People are in charge of everything that we have around us. We can't control it. We can give it the purpose. We can give its direction. So I think what it comes down to is, how are people that are in charge of it? Whose hands is it in? Because if you take a certain thing, like a technology or invention, in a different country, how they will operate on that technology will be very different from here. How you take things in Japan, because they're, I would say, more developed with technology, they will do things in a better way, because they are more intellectual than we are in this sense. That's why you see their inventions are so much better. Their clothing, their things are just more quality. They're predicated on quality. What is America on? Mostly quantity, right? That's what it's known for. And you see, what it comes down to is, where is that specific system or technology operating in, and in whose hands? So that's what it comes down to. So I think it is a good thing. It is also a bad thing. But mostly what I've seen,
I think it's affecting
people have to change first.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind, even though it does help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's more negative than positive.
I'd say so too, I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends which field you're in and what you're using the AI for. I mean, I personally don't.
Dude, you're understanding it wrong. I'm not saying the AI having the effect on whatever you're doing, whatever your job is, right?
Yeah.
Or the technology.
The world itself?
How it's helping people. Because okay. I feel like it's just making people more brainless. And if a human being becomes brainless, then what is the point of a human being on this earth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting it. I'm not getting it if AI or technology even is helping with the job or anything in general. Of course, it's a good thing, right? I mean, if you want to make a better movie, you got to have a good technology to make it. But then is it having the producers like... job, it's making the job easier, but then we were also talking about people that are making the movies. They're not putting that much effort in it anymore. They're not putting their own mind into it anymore. They're putting the AI's mind into it. And look, I mean, there's a
That's right. So I guess
it's affecting the world in a positive way, it's affecting humans in a negative way. If you
understand, it's like a duality.